96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I got all the right questions, and you've got all the wrong answers. And I got all of the sad names, and you end up with all the laughter.
That's international recording artist Jaguar Wright with The What Ifs. She's been putting out great music for nearly 20 years. But for some of us, she's not yet a household name. Well, tonight, as we recognize Black Music Month, we're talking about how the new or struggling artists can get that big radio break that could launch their careers. My guests are recording artists Jaguar Wright, Lindsay Guillaume, music manager and talent rep for Sony Music, and our own Joe Gorham, music director for HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. Lines are open. This is the show for you. If you're making music and looking for that big break, this is the way to get some information. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Thank you all for joining me. Jaguar, you got caught in the rain.
Man. That is a metaphor that speaks on so many different levels right now.
Right? You know, well, let me say this. Full disclosure, when I was looking through your music, because I'm going to be honest, I'm only slightly familiar with you, and I was looking through iTunes, and I heard the What Ifs, and after 30 seconds, I bought it.
Indeed. Thank you.
You're welcome. But no, thank you for producing some good music. Let me start off here with, you know, with the big question that everybody wants to know. Why is it so hard to break in and get your music played on the radio? Joe Gorham.
I think it's the people that you deal with, mm-hmm. and relationships. You know, you can have a talent, and if you are a good talent, then it kind of boils down to who you know, who has connects with the radio people, what relationships they have with those folks that are on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say program directors and music directors, because jocks have nothing to do with who gets played anymore.
Okay, and that's interesting, because the first thing that I would think, just listening to that one song by Jaguar, after, like I said, after 30 seconds, Lindsay, I want to hear that on the radio. I want to. That's driving music, you know. That's nod your head music. That's top down convertible music. So why aren't we hearing more of that kind of music on the radio?
Well, in my opinion, back in the '90s, you were able to hear that music on the radio easier than you can today.
Who was that question posed to?
Lindsay Guillaume, he's talent rep for Sony Music. Please go right ahead.
Yeah. Today you have to build a fan base. There's so many other different variables you have to look at. One, the merging of the big corporations. These big corporations are starting to bring in consultants to come in to pick and choose the music that's on the radio, opposed to having a rep at the radio station or the record company pick this music now. Secondly, the consolidation of all the major record labels. Before, you had 5-6 different major record labels. Now you only have 3 mm-hmm. major record labels. So the decisions are made from the top. And you have to have good music. You have to have a great song. You have to have a fan base now. You have to have a story. So that's what you need today in order to get music played on the radio.
Jaguar, how long have you been out there doing your thing?
It all depends on, you know, from which perspective you're asking. I've been doing this now since I was 13 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I'm 39.
Wow.
So the math on that's about, what, 26?
Mm-hmm.
I've been working as a working recording artist and now producer, songwriter, and all of that professionally since 1998. So that's close to 20 years
right.
in the game,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a known performer and artist. So, I mean, my perspective on this is very different. You know, I started behind the scenes. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a rapper. I didn't want to be a singer. I was never going to be Whitney Houston, right? So mm-hmm. I try. you know, so I grew a strong love for lyricism, and I interned at all the big houses. I interned, you know, for Uni Distribution before it was Universal Distribution. I interned at MCA, you know, and later ended up becoming an MCA artist. You know, I heard a lot of no's before I heard a yes, but the truth was it was my perseverance, and it was my, you know, just staunch attitude about excellence. You know, that's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
If you are excellent at what you do, it doesn't matter how many haters you have. It doesn't matter how many people say no. You know, the yes is going to come because of what you put into it. So, you know, most people first became introduced to me through my work with The Roots. But most people don't know that I also worked with Groove Theory before The Roots.
Wow, okay.
You know what I mean? You know, my first major record deal was offered to me by the late and great and my beloved Gerald Levert when I was 16 years old. You know, so there was a lot of history that came before The Roots, that came before What You Want in the Best Man soundtrack.
Well, hold that point, because I need to go to the phone lines, because I have some more calls. I mean, have some more questions for you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tonight we are recognizing Black Music Month and talking about how new and struggling artists can get the big break on radio that could launch their careers. Gwen, calling from Alexandria, Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I've been in music all my life, mainly church music, but I have in my heart all of these songs that I'm trying to get produced, and I've been working with the wrong people, have recently laid out maybe 1,300 or so in New York, and took 2 months to get my music. I'm just looking for the right people to work with, some management, some producer studios. I like what Jaguar was saying just now, because it's in my heart. It just won't go away, but I can't put it together. I really need mentorship. I even spent a lot of money in a workshop 2 weeks ago, hoping to, you know, learn how to break through in the music business. So
well, let me see what Lindsay has to say about that, Gwen, because, you know, it sounds to me, you know, that some people can keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, and they could push for 20 or 30 years, and then there's a spark. And then other people, they seem like overnight sensations.
Right.
Your name's Gwen?
Gwen, yes.
Gwen, I think the best thing for you to do is to pick up a book by Donald Passerman. It's called All You Need to Know About the Music Business. That's like the Bible.
Need to know. How do you spell that name again? You said Donald?
Donald Passman, Passman.
Passman. Okay, got it, Passman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That will tell you everything you need to know about picking managers, picking your professional team, picking the right songs. Everything you need to know, you will find in that book.
Okay. I saw that in New York when I was up there. Okay, I forgot about that book. Also, is there any other advice you can give me? Because I didn't have the pushing that, you know, a lot of the stars have, you know, the Beyonce, Queen Latifah, that kind of pushing. And I don't want to blame it on anybody. I've missed a couple of big opportunities
in my
life.
Well, let's see what Lindsay has to say. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Gwen, I will suggest that you not wait for anyone. Just keep being persistent. Build your own fan base. Build your own team. You need to have a fan base. You need to have a story. Record labels and radio stations, they want you coming in the door with a hit record already. They're not going to help you get there. And
not
you
anymore.
You need to have that blueprint, which you can figure out once you read the book, figure out the blueprint and go in ready. And I think you will notice a difference in your career.
Okay.
Can I add something to that?
Go right ahead, Gwen.
No, this Jaguar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jaguar, please go right ahead.
But just to piggyback off of what Lindsay said, and speaking from my own personal experience, you know, back in the day, it was all about the demo tape. It was all about your portfolio pictures and stuff like that. And that's how you got signed. You would take a meeting. They would say, hey, we like you. We're going to invest into you, and we're going to sign you. I'm one of the rare artists that didn't happen for. I actually got signed because of my live performance. Steve Corbin flew from L.A. to Philadelphia to come see me at Black Lily and sign me that week.
Hmm. Okay.
Without a demo, without the pictures. He came and saw me. So everything that Lindsay's saying is absolutely correct, but just think about this. Find out what your strength is as an artist. For me, it was my live performance. You know, people have always said, oh, my goodness, you know, her records are great, but wait till you see her live. You know, if that's your thing, then really build your persona in that. If it's visual art, make sure that whatever package it is that you're putting together, you know, there are so many independent filmmakers. There are so many kids that are in film school looking for a subject to work with that will write great treatments. Start doing your own videos. Start your own YouTube channel. Start creating your own series. But you have to get creative now.
Yeah.
Because the one thing that you need to remember is, from the time that I started to now, the way people accept music is different. They see music before they hear it.
Well, let me let Glenn go. I've got to take a break. Mm-hmm. But the lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. 10. If you have a question about the music industry, how do you get your music played on the radio? How do you get that big, big break? Well, we have the experts right here, and you can get your questions answered. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. You will be able to hear the program, so please don't hang up. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More as we celebrate Black Music Month in just a bit. Stay with us.